Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm so excited to hang out with you this amazing, beautiful Friday morning. And it is time for our weekly fun with our friend Stefan Schmidt from George Stone Technical College. Good morning, Stefan. You ready for Boat Smart?
We are ready for Boat Smart. Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. May want to jot this number down because I'm going to give something away right off the bat after I announce my sponsor. We're going to give away a Key Marine t-shirt and a chamois. Hopefully we will give that away. And if you write the number down, 850-437-1620, and answer my question here in just a minute, we'd be more than happy to give you that Key Marine t-shirt and that Yamaha chamois. You have to drive out there to Key Marine, meet all the guys out there and say hi to them and grab your shirt and chamois. So Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can contact them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair. Check them out on Facebook. They put all their specials on there and their consignment sales, those type of things, so you can check them out on Facebook as well. I spoke with Dustin yesterday, and Dustin told me that they are getting busy because boating season is just around the corner. Here we are getting into the 1st of March, and that's typically when our boating season really starts to kick off. So I would suggest that you get out there and talk to Dustin and schedule your preseason service and get your boat in line, because you don't want to wait. Because if you wait, the longer the line gets before you get your boat back. And if you can imagine, if you have to wait for 4 to 6 weeks sometimes at these dealerships because they get so busy for your boat to get in to be serviced, and then that's not great because now you're going to miss a big part of your boating season. So get out there and check them out on Bower Road or give them a call at 850-492-0487. That way you can schedule your appointment and get that done here in the near future. So let's go ahead and give away this Key Marine t-shirt and Yamaha chamois. It's going to be very easy. This is going to be for my listeners that listened last week. I'm going to ask the question, and the question is, who was my guest on the show last week? Give me the first and last name of my guest from last week, and we will give you that Key Marine t-shirt and chamois. Call us or text us, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And we are more than happy to,
Stefan, do I
to
count?
Give that away.
Do I count?
Can you count?
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just scramble for my phone.
You know what? They are nice t-shirts and stuff. And I'll tell you what, let me see what I can do about getting you one. How
okay,
about that?
All right.
You can sport
all right.
that on the weekends, and we do some additional advertising for Key Marine. How about that?
I would be honored. Thank you so much. But we want y'all to text in 437-1620. I might steal your chamois from you if you're not quick
That's
enough.
Right. That's right. And let me tell everybody who I am. I am the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. I'd like to give George Stone a shout out. They're located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them at georgestonecollege.edu. They have a great chat feature on there. You can go on and hit the chat feature and ask questions about my program, other programs. Maybe you're interested in a scholarship or a VA or Pell Grant, which are also available at George Stone Technical College. They're more than happy to help you out there. I actually had a chat on there just a few days ago and answered that email to a potential student that's interested in my program. So I spoke with them by email and trying to get them in for an appointment to do a little tour of the facility. So yeah, that's a great feature for the website, georgestonecollege.edu. They are more than happy to help you out at Georgetown. And which everybody found out from my guest last week, that we are there to help in all kinds of different capacities. So what was the name of my guest last week? Give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, and you can win that Key Marine T-shirt and Yamaha chamois. It's been a busy week again. As everybody that listens to my show knows, the first Monday of every month, we take students in as long as we have openings. And it's called open enrollment. Open enrollment works to a point where we can have a new student come into class on the first Monday of every month, and as long as there's available seating in my class. So this Monday, I started two new students. One is a full-time student, which comes in from 2:15 until 9 o'clock at night. And then I started a part-time student that comes in at 6 o'clock and goes until 9 o'clock at night. And I'm trying to transition the part-timer into a full-time position. Hopefully, we can make that work out, and we can get both of them in there full-time. It works so much better when you work when you come to school full-time than it does part-time. It is very challenging across the board to have open enrollment because we have students at all different levels. Literally, right now, this week, I have one student that's been in there for exactly 1 month. I have two students that started this week. I have several students been there 3 months, and I have several students that have been in there since August. I have some completing, some going co-op, and so forth. So if you can imagine the challenges that are there for us when we do the open enrollment, it can be very challenging. But what it does benefit us as far as having open enrollment is if we did a normal type class where we had 15, 20 students start at one time, and go through the actual courses and then at the end at the same time, I would have to try to put 15 or 20 students to work at the end of that time frame at one time. What this allows me to do with open enrollment is I can put students to work at different times. So I'm not looking for maybe 20 students at a time. I'm looking for a position for two students, one student, three students at a time to get them in field. So, you know, not trying to complain about open enrollment. I'm saying that there are some good points about it. It is challenging for the instructors that have this open enrollment platform, but you know it works, and it can be to the benefit of the student as far as trying to get a job. So very interesting when we get new students in, and I like to get them in tune with all the other students. So we just had a great time this week with all that. Today's topic, I just like to do a little topic, and sometimes I don't get my topic until about 2 minutes before the show. And I'll write it down. I go, let's talk about this. I want to kind of talk about, and I know we're not going to get this whole entire topic in the time that I have, but I like this to call this topic paying your dues. Paying your dues. And what I mean by that is, what do students expect when they come out of my class and go to work? What can they expect, and how does that work? How do they actually start moving forward once they go into the field? Many places do different things and try students out because, you know, to be honest with you, there are students that come out of my class at different levels. They're all entry level, okay? Some students do better than others when they come out entry level type situations. Some students blossom when I put them into the industry. I don't know about using the word blossom, but they shine, they blossom, they really impress me in the place that hires them by the steps they take from the time they leave the classroom and go into a location. But a lot of times students don't understand, and I think this is across the board, whether you go to a college, doing the normal type college thing, does it matter if you're going to college as a doctor or if you're going there as a lawyer, or you're trying to do accounting or whatever, same thing going to a tech school. When you're coming out, you are basically an entry-level employee, and you have to continue learning. So you have to pay your dues. I'm sure that doctors don't come right out and just start doing surgeries on their own. I'm hoping they don't. I'm hoping they have somebody that's helping them, right? So I think a lot of times people that go to these they go to school or colleges think that, wow, I'm going to come out of this school and I'm going to be 100% a technician. And that's not how it works. It's a continuing learning process. back in my day, when I got into the marine industry, just to give you a little history, it was a long time ago. I'm going to date myself. I believe it was like 1982, if you can remember that time. I don't know. That was a long time ago. How many years was that? You know, do you remember? You know,
Oh my goodness. It's been a minute, huh?
It's been a minute, right? So, yeah. And, you know, back in those days, I didn't have any marine experience at all. And my listeners are probably going to be a little surprised about this, but I actually came out of high school and went directly to work for a company up in Illinois. It was called Brown Shoe Company. I had no experience or anything like that, but I went to work for this company called Brown Shoe. They built shoes. They made shoes. I went to work there and immediately moved up into a position where I was a machine operator. Well, long story short, that job didn't last very long because the union came in and the company closed because they didn't want to have that union operating that company. And I was happy there. I would have stayed there for years probably because I liked it. But when the union came in, it shut down. Well, I had to find another job. And what I actually started doing was trapping animals and stuff. Okay, believe it or not.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I did. I know, isn't that crazy?
You were like the critter,
I'm in my early
20s. Critter guy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The turtle man.
I'm telling you the truth. You know, it's literally what I was doing. I worked with a friend of mine, and we trapped animals and stuff, and he happened to be a handyman.
Listen.
That's what he did on the side also.
Those people are heroes. So you did some heroic work. There's no way I'm trapping anything.
Yeah. I mean, in the cold of winter, we're trapping mink and otters and whatever else we could find, you know, raccoons and things like that. And that's what I did for a living for another year or so after I lost my job at that company. Well, he was a handyman, and he actually did type – this woodwork and things like that. And there was a marina near where we lived. It was called Two Rivers Marina. It was where the Mississippi River and another river came in to this location. This is about 80 miles north of St. Louis, Missouri. And I was on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River. And he was doing work there to recondition a 90-foot steel hull boat. It was a 90-foot boat. It was a 90-foot Kelly. I remember this. And the owner of the marina hired him to do the woodwork and all the reconditioning of this boat. We took it many rooms and turned them down into small rooms and turned them into large rooms. And we put the best of the best in this boat. So he hired me to help. So I was a laborer, you know. I didn't know anything about what
right.
he was doing. I surely didn't know anything about boats. Right.
That's so cool. So you just see it. You're like eyeballing it. Okay, this looks good. This looks like something fun I could get into.
Well, you know, it was fun, and it's a paying job and that kind of thing. And you know, the work ethic helps, right?
Of course.
Showing up every day, doing what I'm supposed to do with this job. And we worked on this boat for about a year. And I was really just a laborer. I took the wood out, you know, and the parts out, and all the stuff out that they wanted me to remove from the boat, and I put the stuff back in the boat and didn't do the finish work or anything, but helped him move things back and forth. I did scraping of the hull. I did the painting. I did all the little things that a person that wouldn't be necessarily experienced at, that's what I did, and did those kind of labor things. So how I got into the industry was the actual owner of this marina had a gentleman named Frank, and I remember Frank all the way until now. Frank was the manager of the marina, and he watched people work. He was, quite honest with you, if I was to describe Frank, he was a gray-haired gentleman, always wore nice clothes and that kind of thing. I would say he looked like a mafia hitman from Chicago.
That's
right?
Awesome. I love that.
Yep. So Frank, watching me work, and we got to the end of the boat job where the boat was almost finished and things like that, and our end of our job was about done, and Frank asked me, hey, how would you like to come to work at the marina? And I said to Frank, I remember the day, I said, Frank, you know, I said, I really don't have experience working on boats. And he said, that's okay. He says, your work ethic, what you do and how you work is what I'm looking at, and I know you can do this. We're going to send you to a 2-week school in Waukegan, Illinois. It was actually Johnson Everett School, OMC School, where it's a crash course in two-stroke theory and ignition and things like that. So they sent me to a school in Waukegan, and I took the job. So I was there for several years. But I continued to do the bottom stuff. In other words, I continued to do very little labor on engines and stuff, even after I went to school, because I was continually learning. I had to scrape boats. I had to do bottom jobs. I had to help fix things around the shop. And then a little bit at a time, I started working on boats. So what I was doing was paying my dues, right?
Right.
Learning moving
from
up,
the ground up. Yep.
From the ground up. And I think a lot of times people, when they leave a college or our college, or they get out into the field, they don't understand the thought of paying dues, right?
Right.
Where do I start? What do I do? Situation. And I have this conversation with my students as they go into the field. You know, what are they going to do? A lot of times my dealerships will start them in the rigging department. And that's a great place to start, because you start learning how to put a boat together. You learn how to put the batteries in. We teach all that at Doorstone, but it helps them in that, you know, the actual work environment to do that. You learn how to work with other people. You kind of start doing that kind of thing. So, you know, it's the way people start in the industry and working their way up, the dues that you have to pay. Yeah. Looks like we got a text message and an answer to our question. And it says here, this is from, is it Michael?
Michael.
Michael says that they believe it is Lydia Henderson, and he is correct, and he wins that Key Marine t-shirt.
Look
and
at
chamois.
That.
Yep.
All right, so I don't get the chamois yet.
Nope, you don't
turn.
Get the chamois.
I'm going to
work on the shirt for you.
Yes.
So.
That's good job, Michael. I appreciate it. And he's actually one of our regular listeners, and I appreciate hearing from y'all. And if you do have any questions while we have some time, I'm really enjoying your story today, by the way. This is so impressive to me because, you know, we don't start from the top. We have to work our way up. And you see that. And when it comes to keeping a boat afloat, you probably want to know the ins and outs and how it goes. And especially with you and your teaching, you've had that experience, that hands-on experience to be able to share, and that knowledge and expertise that goes a lot deeper than just, hey, I know the boats. Like you've gotten your hands dirty in the thick of it. So I really appreciate that. And another good job, Michael.
Yep, great job, and we appreciate you being a longtime listener to our show. We're hoping that you're learning something as you listen, and I'm sure people learn when they listen to the show, that's for sure. 850-437-1620 is the phone number if you want to ask me a question about my class or something about George Stone, or you have a question about your boat, I'm more than happy to try to answer that before we end the show today. So, yep, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Yeah, so I think it's so very important to do that, and, you know, when I get students that start working in the field, they're excited about going in the field, and they want to turn wrenches and they want to be the technician and that kind of thing. But they really have to pay their dues when they go into the industry. Now, one thing that I thought about as I was thinking about this process, paying your dues, is that related to your paycheck in any way, or how can it be related to your paycheck? Okay. You know, when you think about it, right?
Right?
Now, this is my mind thought, okay? This is how I think about paychecks and things like that, what a person should get paid. I think people should get paid very good to go to work, especially if they've taken some time to go into a schooling type of atmosphere where they're trying to learn a new career. They should get paid pretty good to start out in their career, right? I think there should be a good pay incentive. Very
yes.
important. If we don't do that, we can't keep them.
Right.
So make the paying of your dues a little worth it by paying pretty good when you go into the industry. Understand that as this person is moving up at your business and doing what they're supposed to do, slowly move them into different areas where you can see them excel in the field. And when you see that happen, pay them a little more, right? Mm. Those kind of things. We don't want to discourage people.
No.
When they get into the industry, it's a fine line, and owning a business, running several shops in my career, that type of thing, understanding from the scraping of a boat to how sales departments work and how service departments work and those kind of things, floor planning, boats, and all the parts departments and all that, and understanding the whole entire makings of a marine dealership, I also understand the business side of it. And technicians and students coming into the field should probably try to understand that also. Because you get a student, I keep calling a student an employee that comes to work for you, and it doesn't matter whether they come from another dealership or somewhere out of the industry or they're coming from a school. That person can hurt you in a monetarial type sense, because if they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, they're entry level, or they have bad habits if they come from somewhere else, they can cause what we call comebacks, where so they do a repair and it wasn't a good repair, and the boat comes back and has to be repaired again, mm-hmm. or they cause further damage and those kind of things. So you have this fine line that you have to work when you hire people.
Right.
Okay. You have to be able to monitor what they're doing. You have to be able to understand that they can do that work, because you surely don't want your boats to come back after you repair them. You don't want new boats to come back if they were rigged incorrectly. Those kind of things. So it's a very fine line when you hire. So a dealership is at risk, and it's understandable that when they hire someone, they have to understand that for a while, this person may be somewhat of a liability.
Oh, right.
Right? I mean, let's think about you. If you go on air and you start saying all the wrong things, maybe.
There's a mute button. I think it's like a giant red button that, you know, they have to lift the plastic cover off.
Right.
Yeah. Whole operation down.
Yep. So it looks like we got another text question. I want to answer this text question. It says, can Georgetown help students as they enter workforce that feel like the business they can be employed with isn't the right fit? I guess if they change their mind. That's a great question. So what this person is asking me is, if we put someone to work and they're not a right fit for that location, you know, and maybe the student changes their mind or the business. Yes, we can do that. When I put students to work, it's not a set in stone kind of situation. It is a trial basis. Mm. We will always continue to help students in the field and our employers to make sure that we have the right fit. It doesn't matter where you work. You have to have the right fit. And I've had it happen a few times. It just wasn't the right fit. So we pull them out. We bring them back to the shop, we retrain, and then we put them back into the field at another location. I have one just stopped by the other day. He was actually tried one location. It didn't work out. Brought him back into the shop and worked with him some more at school and put him at another location, and he excelled.
Wow.
Right?
That's encouraging.
Yeah, it doesn't always work. And I'm a strong believer in – you have to be happy with the place you're working, and the place where you're working, it has to be happy with you working there.
Right. That's
true. If that doesn't happen, it's a waste of time in my opinion. Right.
And it can,
attitudes
it can
get bad
and
those
you.
Kind of things.
It can hurt you. It can make you feel yucky. You know, there has to be an ebb and a flow, you know, to your workplace. And I love that you guys build that relationship with your students throughout that journey.
Right. And we know, and I know, and I keep in contact with them. And I mean, this is a long subject, right? Maybe we need to take it up again next week, but here we are again, 10:29, ending the show again. I need a 5-hour show. So let's work on that.
Let's work
on that. Maybe we can make that happen. Let me thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida for sponsoring our show. They do a great job with us at school. They help us, and that's why they're sponsoring show, so we can get the word out. So Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. If you have any questions for me, catch me on that chat feature at georgestonecollege.edu. I am more than happy to help you out answering questions about my program or the school. We can get you in contact with anybody there. Even Lydia Henderson can be contacted on that chat feature. So give us a call at Georgetown, 850-941-6200. Or check out that chat feature, and we will see you next week.